Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and we're sitting right now with Mike Holmes. You know that name. He is the popular host of the HGTV program Holmes on Homes, and he has a new book called Make It Right. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing pretty damn good. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I don't know if I'm damn good, but I'm pretty darn close to it.
Well, with all the people in here and all the excitement, it makes it even better, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It gives us a little energy here. All right, so Make It Right is about renovating the home. A to Z. Everything you want to know about the home. It's right there on paper for you, right?
You know, I've never been about how. I've always been about why. Imagine the emails that I read daily, and I'm talking millions. Now, I can't read millions at a time, but they never end. And it's always about, I'm in trouble, come help me. You know, I need your help, we're screwed. And it goes on, and it's for me, it's never ending. I knew I had to write the book. The book isn't about me. It's not about how. It's what you need to know and why you need to. Based on the age of your home, whether it's really 150 years old, whether it's 75 years old, 50, right down to a brand new home. And it's also all about how to hire the right contractor, pick the right products. And it's really, it's like I'm walking around holding your hand throughout the whole job. So I don't have to come fix it afterwards.
Even with all the information out there, even with the books and your TV show, you still felt this gap needed to be filled, yes?
Oh, big time. It's, you know, because I think what most people don't understand is it isn't just about hiring someone with a pulse. You know, you need to make sure you hire the right people for the right job. A great example, you're going to do a brand new bathroom. How many times does somebody just hire a deck guy? Or do they hire a roofer? And they don't really realize that they're hiring the wrong person who doesn't have enough experience to give them, A, the right information, and B, do the job right. You know, odds are I'm going to have to come redo it, and I can't fix everyone. House. It's just, we need to, one, educate ourselves. You know, number two, as much as possible, check out your contractor. You need to be well aware that if you pay wrong in the first place, you're going to pay big time in the second place.
All right, so you found your contractor. Give me something essential that should be in that contract, or a few things.
Well, I mean, just looking for the contractor, you want to make sure you find a teacher. And it's really, and that shows integrity. In other words, they can't help but teach you. They want to tell you, oh, you need to do this, and you need to do that, and this is why. That shows integrity. Now, when it comes to a contract, you don't just want to sign a piece of paper and then you give the guy 50 grand down. Because I always say, would you give your brother 50 grand? No. Odds are you'd lose the money, right? That doesn't work that way. You want to give about $1,500 down on any job. All you're doing is tying up his time. If he's a pro, he's busy and you got to wait for him. So that's now scheduled. You want to pay in milestones. He comes in 3 months later. Just say that's how busy he is. Starts the job 10% down. And you want all of this in writing. What type of product, how many linear feet did you trim, what type of trim, and so on. Square footage of flooring, prep flooring, what type of flooring, and I can't say this enough. The more you have in writing, the better for you. You know, you don't want to go to court, but the more you can protect yourself is really smart. It stops, honestly, all arguments or possible arguments with your contractor. Here's what it is in writing. Please do it.
Mike, what's the biggest piece of advice? What's the best piece of advice you can give somebody who's thinking about renovating the home?
Educate yourself first. I always say do the horse before the trailer. The more that you find out what you need to know, let's just say you want a new kitchen. Should you gut it? Should you do all new plumbing? Should you do all new electrical? Is this an opportunity to make it bigger, take out walls? Do you need a permit? On and on. The more you find out, the more you spend time in doing this and finding the right contractor, the more you're going to win. Stop playing the slot machine. Odds are you're going to lose.
You seem to really enjoy what you're doing.
I love my job. It's honestly, my dad is, my dad was, he's no longer here, but to me, he was Superman, you know, and I remember just being as small as possible, working beside him. He died many years ago, unfortunately. He fell down the stairs and broke his neck, and that's, you know, safety things are big for me as well, but he taught me something that not only is this an opportunity for me, but an opportunity for me to make your dreams come true, which makes my life better.
I'm guessing there are about 1,000 books you could write on this subject. Are we going to see more from you?
I wrote 4, and I'm very careful on how I do things. So you're going to get the first one, slowly the second one, which is Homes Inspection, the third one, which will be Attics and Basements, the fourth one, Bathrooms and Kitchens.
And remind everybody where they can find you on HGTV.
On HGTV Sunday, you got to watch it. It's Homes on Homes, and don't forget, Homes Inspections is now number one.
All right, Mike Holmes, the new book is called Make It Right. A lot of good luck with it.
Thank you, sir.